The Bahamas is often reduced to an image: turquoise water, pink sand, and five-star luxury. But this archipelago of more than 700 islands is far more than a postcard. It is a living, breathing archive of African heritage, British colonial legacy, ecological wonder, and grassroots resilience. From the ceremonial drums of Junkanoo to the regenerative farms of Eleuthera, from coral sanctuaries in Exuma to the unpaved roads of Fox Hill, the real Bahamas exists beyond the resorts and cruise terminals. It lives in villages, markets, blue holes, and family stories passed down under starlit skies. This documentary journey offers a curated exploration of what defines Bahamian life today, not through tourist cliches, but through food, music, language, landscape, and identity. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Nassau and the Historical Gateway to the Bahamas. As the capital city of the Bahamas and the nation's primary point of entry, Nassau serves as the cultural, political, and historical heart of the archipelago. Located on the island of New Providence, Nassau offers a compelling balance between colonial heritage and vibrant Caribbean identity, a necessary first stop for understanding the broader Bahamian experience. Historical significance and architecture. Nassau's downtown district is a showcase of British colonial architecture, painted in soft pastel hues and framed by limestone streets. Parliament Square, anchored by the pink-colored Bahamian Parliament Building, remains a focal point of government and ceremony. Visitors can observe the ceremonial changing of the guard or stroll past Christ Church Cathedral, the oldest church in the Bahamas, completed in 1841. A few blocks southeast lies the Queen's Staircase, 66 hand-carved limestone steps chiseled by enslaved Africans in the late 18th century. It leads to Fort Fincastle, a small but significant fortress offering panoramic views of the harbor and downtown. Together, these landmarks speak to Nassau's layered colonial past and its enduring spirit of resilience. Cultural institutions and local craftsmanship. The National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, housed in the historic Villa Doyle, showcases a curated collection of Bahamian visual art, from post-colonial expressions to contemporary installations exploring identity and migration. Nearby, the Educulture Junkanoo Museum offers insight into the vibrant Junkanoo tradition, a cultural phenomenon rooted in resistance, celebrated through music, costume, and movement. For handmade local goods, the Straw Market is Nassau's most well-known vendor hub. While some stalls cater to mass tourism, a closer inspection reveals masterfully woven baskets, hats, and bags made from native palm fronds. Bargaining is expected and culturally appropriate. Culinary highlights. Culinary exploration in Nassau begins with Arawak Cay, popularly known as the Fish Fry. This coastal food strip is a culinary landmark serving authentic Bahamian fare such as cracked conch, deep-fried and tenderized marine snail, a national delicacy. Conch salad, raw conch marinated in citrus, peppers, and onions, served cold. Bahamian macaroni pie, spiced and baked, distinct from its American counterpart. Sky juice, a signature cocktail made from coconut water, sweetened condensed milk, and gin. While fine dining establishments exist within resorts, it is in local eateries, often modest family-run kitchens, where Bahamian culinary identity is best experienced. Public beaches and coastal leisure. Nassau offers several public beaches accessible without resort affiliation. Junkanoo Beach, located near the cruise ship dock, is easily reached on foot and offers a casual local atmosphere with vendors, music, and swimming access. Saunders Beach, farther west, is quieter and preferred by local families. More refined coastal experiences can be found on Cable Beach, a longer stretch of sand dotted with upscale resorts and restaurants. While parts of the beach are reserved for hotel guests, several access points remain open to the public. Arts, music, and street life. Beyond official institutions, Nassau's creative identity pulses through its streets. Rake and scrape music spills from porches and public parks, often played with traditional instruments like the saw, goatskin drum, and accordion. Street murals, particularly in areas like West Hill Street and Delancey Town, tell stories of migration, resistance, and community. On weekends, public squares and churchyards host local craft fairs, storytelling sessions, and live performances. Visitors are encouraged to observe respectfully and engage when invited, as many of these gatherings are rooted in ancestral and spiritual practice. Summary: Nassau is not merely a cruise port or tourist capital. It is the cultural and historical gateway to the Bahamian identity. Its architecture, cuisine, music, and artisan culture offer travelers a deep and multidimensional understanding of the archipelago's legacy. To begin in Nassau is to begin at the root, where West African memory meets colonial history, and where modern Bahamians continue to define who they are, both on their own terms and on the world stage. Chapter 2: Paradise Island and the Dual Face of Bahamian Luxury and Legacy. Just across Nassau Harbor via a single high-arched bridge lies Paradise Island, one of the most recognizable and commercially developed destinations in the Bahamas. While internationally known for its luxury resorts and high-profile visitors, the island also offers cultural, natural, and historical features that reflect a deeper Bahamian narrative, one that exists beneath the polished surface. Atlantis Resort, spectacle and scale. The dominant presence on Paradise Island is the sprawling Atlantis Resort, which occupies much of the island's western half. Designed to echo themes of marine mythology and architectural grandeur, Atlantis includes AquaVenture Water Park, featuring high-speed slides, lazy rivers, and family attractions. The Dig, a massive marine habitat and aquarium system stylized as a fictional sunken city. Marina Village, where luxury yachts, high-end boutiques, and international cuisine define the landscape. While Atlantis serves as a major economic engine and tourist draw, its design largely reflects external influences and commercial storytelling rather than local culture. However, it remains an important point of interest for visitors seeking large-scale entertainment. Cabbage Beach, public access and natural beauty. To the east of Atlantis lies Cabbage Beach, one of the island's few publicly accessible stretches of shoreline. Unlike the controlled resort spaces, Cabbage Beach offers a more organic experience. Sweeping white sand, powerful Atlantic surf, and clusters of independent vendors offering chairs, umbrellas, and cold drinks. The beach is known for its natural beauty, but also its unpredictability. The surf can be strong, and caution is advised. On calmer days, the beach is ideal for sunbathing, casual swimming, and informal water sports such as jet skiing and parasailing. The Cloisters and Versailles Gardens, imported history in local soil. And the quieter eastern side of Paradise Island sits an unexpected historical site, the Cloisters and Versailles Gardens, a transplanted 14th century Augustinian monastery originally built in France. Brought piece by piece to the Bahamas by American financier Huntington Hartford in the 1960s, the structure was reassembled to serve as a centerpiece for the one and only Ocean Club, now operated by Four Seasons. The Versailles Gardens descend in symmetrical terraces toward the harbor, framed by tropical foliage, statues, and reflecting pools. Though European in origin, the gardens have taken on local resonance, often used for weddings, photography, and moments of reflection. This juxtaposition of old-world formality and Caribbean landscape represents a broader tension on Paradise Island: imported luxury versus native identity, local culture, and the quiet fringe. While Paradise Island is widely perceived as a commercial enclave, a small local community continues to reside on its eastern and southern edges. These residents maintain private gardens, operate independent tourism services, and engage in traditional crafts. Conversations with locals may reveal a nuanced view of the island, one where the economic benefits of tourism are weighed against cultural dilution and rising land costs. Among the independent vendors operating near Cabbage Beach and the bridge, visitors can find handmade conch shell jewelry, coconut drinks served straight from the husk, and informal cultural tours that offer an alternative to resort-sponsored excursions. Environmental considerations. The rapid development of Paradise Island has not occurred without ecological impact. Native mangroves and coral systems have been displaced by marinas and hotels. Conservation groups in Nassau have raised awareness about rising erosion, water table shifts, and habitat loss. Some small organizations now offer eco-tours and reef education programs that include snorkeling in less trafficked coral areas and lectures on Bahamian marine biodiversity. These offer travelers an opportunity to engage with the island beyond leisure by participating in local preservation efforts. Summary. Paradise Island is a study in contrasts. It is both spectacle and sanctuary, global luxury and local resilience. Visitors can explore high-end amenities but are equally encouraged to seek out its quieter corners, to walk its public beaches, to wander its gardens, and to engage with the local narratives that persist beyond the walls of grand hotels. To fully appreciate Paradise Island is to look past its polished facade and recognize the deeper layers, where imported ambition meets Bahamian soil and where identity must negotiate with commerce every day. Chapter 3, Culinary Traditions of the Bahamas, a National Identity Served on Every Plate. Bahamian cuisine is not merely a product of ingredients. It is the result of migration, memory, geography, and resistance. Deeply rooted in West African traditions and shaped by colonial legacies, seafaring trade routes, and island ecology, Bahamian food represents a living archive of national identity. To understand the Bahamas is to eat it, not just in restaurants, but at fish fries, roadside stalls, backyard gatherings, and village festivals. Conch, a national symbol on the plate. The cornerstone of Bahamian culinary culture is conch, pronounced conch, a large sea snail found in the shallow, warm waters surrounding the islands. More than a staple protein, conch holds cultural and symbolic significance. It is harvested by hand, often by small-scale fishermen, and consumed in a variety of preparations. Conch salad, raw citrus-marinated conch mixed with onions, bell peppers, and hot goat pepper. Often prepared fresh to order, it is a national favorite and a cornerstone of Bahamian street food culture. Cracked conch, tenderized and deep-fried, typically served with peas and rice, coleslaw, and fried plantains. Stew conch, slow-simmered in tomato gravy and spices, often eaten for breakfast with grits. Conch is sold at local docks, roadside shacks, and specialty stalls under the bridge to Paradise Island, particularly at Potter's Cay Dock, a working-class culinary hub known for its authenticity. The Bahamian Table, Staples and Flavors. Bahamian cuisine shares many commonalities with other Caribbean islands, but its flavor profile is uniquely defined by its use of thyme, allspice, Scotch bonnet peppers, onions, and citrus, often enhanced with imported ingredients like evaporated milk or margarine, remnants of colonial-era supply chains. Key staples include peas and rice, a traditional side dish cooked with pigeon peas, tomatoes, salt pork, and seasonings. Bahamian macaroni and cheese, baked firm and dense, often spiked with hot pepper and bell pepper. Grits, served for breakfast with stewfish or corned beef. Johnny cake, a dense, slightly sweet bread served with savory meals or on its own. Souse, a clear citrusy broth made with onions, allspice, and chicken or pig's feet, often considered a hangover cure and cultural comfort food. The Sunday meal tradition remains strong across the islands, a communal feast that often includes baked chicken, fried snapper, potato salad, baked beans, and guava duff, a rolled pastry dessert served with rum or butter sauce. Street food and cultural geography. The fish fry is an institution in the Bahamas, not a dish, but a place and a concept. The most famous example is Arawak Cay in Nassau, where open-air stalls and restaurants serve affordable, authentic Bahamian fare. Food at the fish fry is often accompanied by rake-and-scrape music, local beers, kalik and sands, and social rituals that transcend the meal itself. It is a space where locals and visitors meet on common ground. Other regional food locations include Governor's Harbor, Eleuthera, known for its pineapple tarts and seafood stew, Exuma, home to traditional saltwater fishing communities and smoked fish preparations, Andros, source of bush teas, handmade jams, and wild fruit preserves. Drinks, spirits, and rituals. Beverages in the Bahamas are both recreational and ceremonial. Traditional drinks include sky juice, gin mixed with coconut water and condensed milk, Goombay Smash, a rum punch blending pineapple, coconut, and citrus, Switcha, a homemade Bahamian lemonade, often sweetened with cane sugar and served in reused glass bottles. Alcoholic beverages are often tied to social gatherings, Beutsint, while bush teas made from native plants like fevergrass, sarasi, or guava leaf are still used in some communities for medicinal or spiritual purposes. Culinary innovation and cultural preservation. A new generation of Bahamian chefs, many trained abroad and returned home, are elevating traditional cuisine through fine dining and culinary tourism. Restaurants in Nassau, such as Greycliff or Sapodilla, are pairing local ingredients with global techniques. Yet, many chefs and food historians are equally focused on preserving indigenous recipes passed down orally or through family lines. Organizations and festivals, including the Bahamian Culinary and Arts Festival, celebrate food not only as sustenance but as heritage, highlighting the urgent need to document recipes and techniques before they are lost to modernity. Summary. Bahamian cuisine is a cultural expression that speaks to survival, memory, celebration, and pride. It is complex, rooted, and constantly evolving, from dockside stalls to white tablecloth reinterpretations. To eat in the Bahamas is to consume the island's history, its landscape, and its people, one plate at a time. Chapter 4, Island Adventures, From Blue Holes to Swimming Pigs. Beyond its historical landmarks and culinary depth, the Bahamas is globally celebrated for its natural wonders. A marine and coastal landscape, unlike any in the Caribbean. With 700 islands and over 2,000 cays, this archipelago is a geographic playground for adventure seekers, environmental enthusiasts, and ecotourists alike. Bahamian outdoor recreation is not only recreational, it is ecological, educational, and often sacred. The Blue Holes of Andros, geological rarity and spiritual depth. The island of Andros is home to the largest concentration of blue holes in the world, deep, water-filled vertical caves formed by ancient geological processes. Some are located inland, surrounded by forest, while others open offshore in shallow seas. Among the most visited is Blue Hole National Park, a protected area managed by the Bahamas National Trust. Here, swimmers, divers, and researchers explore these deep circular pools, often unaware of their scientific and cultural significance. Geologically, blue holes offer access to freshwater and saltwater layers, fossil deposits, and rare species found nowhere else. Culturally, many local communities regard blue holes with reverence, tied to oral legends and ancestral memory. Professional dive operators offer expedition into deep systems such as Dean's Blue Hole on Long Island. the second deepest saltwater blue hole on Earth, plunging over 600 feet. It is a world-renowned location for free diving and underwater exploration. Exuma's swimming pigs, novelty and tourism icon. In the Exuma Kais, a curious phenomenon has turned an otherwise uninhabited island into a viral attraction, the swimming pigs of Big Major K. This population of feral pigs lives on the island and routinely swims out to greet approaching boats, drawn by the expectation of fruit and vegetables from visitors. While the pigs are not native and were likely introduced in recent decades by locals or sailors, their behavior has captivated global audiences. The site raises important conversations about animal tourism, sustainability, and habitat impact. Some conservationists urge more regulated visitation to protect both the pigs and the marine environment. Nevertheless, the swimming pigs remain one of the most photographed and misunderstood experiences in the Bahamas. Thunderball Grotto, Underwater Cathedral of Light. Nearby in Staniel Cay, the Thunderball Grotto is a semi-submerged cave made famous by the James Bond film Thunderball. Accessible only at low tide, the cave opens into a sunlit chamber where shafts of light filter through holes in the ceiling, illuminating clear water and tropical fish. Snorkeling here is among the most visually striking experiences in the Bahamas, with coral, sea fans, and angelfish creating a kaleidoscope of movement. The grotto is not only cinematic, but sacred in its stillness, often described by visitors as a natural cathedral. Shark encounters at Compass Cay. At Compass Cay Marina, nurse sharks glide through shallow waters and interact with humans under supervised conditions. These sharks are docile by nature, and many are known individually by name. Shark tourism in the Bahamas is a significant contributor to the national economy. According to environmental studies, sharks generate over $100 million annually in tourism revenue, helping fund conservation efforts and reinforce marine protection laws. Visitors are encouraged to engage only with certified guides and to avoid practices that compromise shark welfare or reef ecosystems. Sandbars, reefs, and day trip ecosystems. Day charters from Nassau and Exuma frequently visit remote sandbars, temporary islands of white sand that vanish with the tides. Popular sandbars include those near Pipe Cay and White Bay. These locations offer temporary isolation and stunning 360-degree views of the Atlantic. Marine protected areas, such as the Exuma Kais Land and Sea Park, allow for low-impact snorkeling and reef observation. Here, human activity is tightly regulated, ensuring coral and marine life regeneration. Kayaking, paddleboarding, and sustainable fly fishing are also widely available in shallow water flats and mangrove estuaries throughout islands like Andros, Eleuthera, and Bimini. Summary: the Bahamas offers one of the most dynamic and ecologically diverse environments in the Caribbean for nature-based travel. Its blue holes, swimming pigs, coral grottos, and marine sanctuaries represent not only adventure opportunities, but essential ecosystems and cultural treasures. As these sites become more accessible to international audiences, sustainable tourism practices remain vital to ensure the preservation of the Bahamas' natural wonders for generations to come. Chapter 5: Eleuthera and Harbor Island, Coastal Grace and Cultural Legacy. Located approximately 50 miles east of Nassau, the islands of Eleuthera and Harbor Island offer a distinct contrast to the capital's busier rhythms. Known for their understated elegance, pastel towns, and uniquely colored beaches, these islands attract visitors seeking more than leisure. They offer encounters with Bahamian history, architecture, and ecological beauty in a setting marked by grace rather than grandeur. Eleuthera, a narrow land rich in story. Eleuthera is a long, slender island, over 100 miles in length but rarely more than 2 miles wide. Its name derives from the Greek word for freedom, and it was settled by Puritan colonists from Bermuda in the mid-1600s seeking religious autonomy. The legacy of this early settlement still shapes the island's cultural identity. Key landmarks include Glass Window Bridge. One of the most dramatic natural sites in the Bahamas, this narrow rock span connects the island's north and south and offers a visual juxtaposition between the deep Atlantic Ocean and the calm Caribbean Sea. Preacher's Cave, a historic limestone cavern where early settlers held religious services, considered a foundational site in Bahamian colonial history. Governor's Harbor, the administrative center of Eleuthera, known for its preserved colonial buildings, charming pink and white cottages, and a historic library dating back to the 19th century. Culturally, Eleuthera remains rooted in community values. Locally run guest houses and farms coexist with modest tourism, and the island's traditions in pineapple farming and boat building still hold significance. Harbor Island, pink sand and British Caribbean heritage. Just off the northern coast of Eleuthera lies Harbor Island, reachable by a short water taxi. Small in size but rich in personality, it is best known for Pink Sands Beach, a 3-mile stretch of shoreline where the sand takes on a subtle blush hue, caused by microscopic coral fragments known as foraminifera. This beach has consistently been ranked among the most beautiful in the world. Dunmore Town, the only settlement on the island, Dunmore Town features narrow streets, colorful wooden homes, and a distinct blend of British colonial and Bahamian vernacular architecture. Golf carts replace cars, and daily life moves with an intentional slowness. Harbor Island is a favorite among international artists, writers, and designers, many of whom retreat here seasonally. Yet despite its increasing visibility, the island maintains strong community ties and cultural preservation, particularly through local festivals, churches, and culinary traditions. Ecotourism and marine discovery. Both Eleuthera and Harbor Island offer access to unique marine environments, blue holes, and sinkholes. The inland geography of Eleuthera features mysterious blue holes similar to those on Andros, many of which are still under ecological study. Coral gardens and reefs, snorkeling excursions from Harbor Island visit shallow coral patches inhabited by parrotfish, barracuda, and rays. Bone fishing. Both islands are popular with anglers who practice catch-and-release fly fishing in the flats, a low-impact recreational activity critical to conservation-minded tourism. Agricultural revival and local food movements. A growing number of farms on Eleuthera are reviving local agricultural practices, including pineapple cultivation, once the island's most important export crop. Institutions like the One Eleuthera Foundation and the Center for Training and Innovation support sustainable farming, hospitality education, and entrepreneurship rooted in Bahamian tradition. Culinary offerings reflect this agrarian revival. Pineapple tarts and guava duff are staple desserts made from locally grown fruit. Locally caught snapper, grouper, and spiny lobster feature prominently in home-cooked meals. Harbor Island's restaurants, such as Sip Sip, The Landing, and Rock House, blend fine dining with Bahamian ingredients, attracting global attention while maintaining local authenticity. Summary: Eleuthera and Harbor Island represent the quieter, more contemplative side of Bahamian travel. Here, visitors encounter history carved into caves, color spread across architecture, and community expressed through farming, fishing, and food. These islands offer a model of tourism that honors heritage, landscape, and sustainability, inviting guests not just to see, but to understand. Chapter 6. Junk Anew, the Sound of Freedom and the Spirit of the Bahamas. Few cultural traditions in the Bahamas carry as much symbolic weight and emotional resonance as Junk Anew, a vibrant street parade defined by music, dance, costuming, and collective pride. More than just a festival, Junkanoo is a historical echo of resistance, a celebration of survival, and a vital expression of Bahamian identity that transcends entertainment. Origins and historical significance. The roots of Junkanoo trace back to the era of transatlantic slavery. Enslaved Africans in the Bahamas were traditionally granted a brief respite from labor, often on Boxing Day, December 26th, and New Year's Day, during which they would celebrate in the streets with drums, whistles, masks, and body adornment. The celebration's name is thought to derive from John Canoe, a West African leader or symbol of resistance, though interpretations vary. What is clear is that Junkanoo was born out of defiance, a preservation of African ritual under colonial rule, and an assertion of cultural autonomy in a system built to erase it. After emancipation in 1834, Junkanoo evolved into a public, organized celebration, moving from plantation quarters to downtown Nassau, and eventually into a national event supported by the government and embraced by the population. The parade, ritual, competition, and art form. Modern Junkanoo takes place in the early hours of Boxing Day and New Year's Day, primarily on Bay Street in downtown Nassau, where thousands gather to witness elaborate parades unfold over several hours. The parades are driven by competitive groups known as shacks, including the Saxon Superstars, Valley Boys, One Family, Roots, Genesis. These groups spend months designing and building costumes and floats, rehearsing choreography and preparing music. The themes often reflect social commentary, historical events, or folklore, communicated through layers of symbolism in feathers, glitter, cardboard, and hand-cut paper. Costumes can reach heights of over 10 feet and weigh up to 100 pounds. They are not manufactured, but handcrafted by artists, welders, and volunteers, using traditional methods passed down through generations. Judging is based on precision, musical harmony, costume design, dance execution, and thematic cohesion. The atmosphere is celebratory, but the competition is fierce and highly anticipated each year. The sound of Junkanoo. The unmistakable sound of Junkanoo is created through a combination of goatskin drums, stretched by hand and beaten rhythmically, cowbells played in patterns that mimic heartbeats or rainfall, brass instruments, especially tubas, trumpets, and trombones, delivering soaring melodies, whistles and conch shell horns, adding sharp, improvised calls. The music has a call and response structure driven by repetition and momentum. The sonic effect is both hypnotic and energizing, transforming the streets into an open-air ritual space. Spaces of preservation and learning. While Junkanoo is most visible during parade season, cultural preservation occurs year-round through institutions like Educulture Junkanoo Museum, founded by cultural historian Arlene Nash Ferguson, offering interactive exhibits and workshops in Nassau. Junkanoo World Museum and Arts Center, which provides tours, hands-on experiences, and a closer look at costume construction. Local shacks, often located in the inner-city neighborhoods of Nassau, where artists and performers build floats and rehearse music in communal spaces. In schools, Junkanoo is also taught as part of national curriculum, underscoring its importance as an educational and identity-forming tradition. Contemporary influence and global reach. Though rooted in Bahamian soil, Junkanoo has influenced broader Caribbean and diasporic expressions of carnival, performance, and resistance. Its aesthetics are present in costume design across the West Indies, and its musical structures inform Bahamian rake and scrape, Junkanoo fusion, and elements of modern Bahamian pop. Efforts to globalize Junkanoo through overseas exhibitions, cultural diplomacy, and diaspora parades have introduced it to new audiences while raising questions about commercialization and cultural ownership. Summary. Junkanoo is more than the Bahamas National Festival. It is a cultural manifesto. It commemorates struggle, celebrates survival, and reasserts collective pride with every beat of the drum and every feathered step. To witness Junkanoo is to see the Bahamas in full color and motion, a society shaped by its past but determined to dance toward its own future. Chapter 7. Off the Grid: Sustainability and Homesteading in the Bahamas. While often portrayed as a luxury destination defined by beachfront resorts and imported amenities, the Bahamas is also home to a quieter but growing movement rooted in sustainability, land stewardship, and traditional self-reliance. Across the archipelago, from the inland pine forests of Andros to the rural hills of Eleuthera, a number of Bahamians are turning away from dependency on foreign imports and toward a revival of homesteading practices that are both ancestral and adaptive. Historical context, agriculture, isolation, and resilience. Historically, small-scale farming and fishing were not lifestyle choices in the Bahamas. They were necessities. Before the rise of mass tourism in the mid-20th century, island residents relied on a mixture of subsistence agriculture, barter systems, and seasonal labor migration. Crops such as cassava, pigeon peas, sweet potatoes, sugarcane, and pineapples thrived in shallow soil and salty air, and communities often shared tools, seeds, and water collection methods. However, globalization and reliance on food imports, which today account for over 90% of the country's food supply, have created vulnerability in the face of climate change, economic shocks, and supply chain disruptions. In response, a new generation of Bahamians is reclaiming ancestral knowledge while adopting modern techniques to create sustainable, off-grid lifestyles. Andros Island, the frontier of Bahamian homesteading. Andros, the largest island in the Bahamas by landmass, but one of the least densely populated, has become an informal epicenter of the homesteading movement. Its abundant freshwater resources, diverse ecosystems, and relatively low land costs make it attractive to farmers, builders, and environmentalists. Here, solar-powered homes, rainwater cisterns, and composting toilets are not niche novelties. They are standard features of a way of life that prioritizes self-sufficiency and ecological balance. Organizations such as the Andros Conservancy and Trust, ANCAT, and the Young Marine Explorers collaborate with local communities to promote agroforestry, native plant conservation, and youth education in climate resilience. Notable practices include permaculture design, which uses local plant guilds and compost to regenerate soil; aquaponics systems combining fish farming with vegetable cultivation; goat and chicken rearing, often integrated with gardens for nutrient cycling; traditional bush medicine utilizing local herbs like sarasi, fevergrass, and guava leaf; Eleuthera's small farms and eco-education. In Eleuthera, another island known for its agricultural heritage, several small farms have emerged with the goal of reconnecting young Bahamians to land-based living. The Center for Training and Innovation, CTI, in Rock Sound, operates a teaching farm that trains students in regenerative agriculture, culinary arts, and sustainable construction. Visitors to the island can arrange tours of Ocean Soul Farm, Symmetry Farms, and other operations that grow heirloom vegetables, raise heritage livestock, and supply local restaurants that are committed to farm-to-table sourcing. Pineapple farming, once the economic lifeblood of the island, is also being revived, though on a much smaller scale. These efforts speak to a broader philosophy of slow growth, food sovereignty, and cultural renewal. Challenges and opportunities. Despite the romanticism surrounding off-grid living, Bahamian homesteading is not without significant obstacles. Hurricanes pose a major threat to crops, buildings, and infrastructure. Land rights and access remain complex, particularly on family-owned or generational property. Material costs are high due to import taxes, making self-built homes and tools expensive. Government support for small farmers and rural development is often limited or inconsistent. Nonetheless, the pandemic and climate disruptions of recent years have increased interest in resilient, decentralized living. Homesteaders often cite the desire for freedom, healthier food, and community control as primary motivators. Online platforms and regional cooperatives now facilitate seed exchanges, skill sharing workshops, and collective purchasing agreements to reduce costs and promote shared learning. Summary. The homesteading movement in the Bahamas is not a retreat from modernity, but a strategic return to local knowledge, adapted for contemporary challenges. These practices revive a tradition of island resilience that predates tourism and speaks to the deeper cultural fabric of Bahamian society, one rooted in respect for land, community cooperation, and the pursuit of sovereignty in both food and lifestyle. As climate realities reshape the Caribbean, these off-grid communities may become not only symbols of sustainability, but models for the future. Chapter 8. The Villages Beyond Tourism. Social life and identity in local communities. Behind the glossy facade of beachfront resorts and cruise ship terminals, the Bahamas is a nation built upon small communities, neighborhoods, villages, and settlements where culture is lived rather than performed. These localities, often bypassed by mainstream tourism, are where the rhythms of Bahamian daily life unfold, in church halls, schoolyards, barbershops, fish markets, and front porches. To understand the Bahamas in full, one must look beyond the manicured beachfronts and into the villages that sustain its spirit. Fox Hill, a historic settlement of freedom and memory. On the eastern edge of New Providence lies Fox Hill, one of the oldest Afro-Bahamian communities in the country. Founded by freed Africans in the 1800s, Fox Hill remains a center of cultural preservation, particularly during the annual Fox Hill Day Festival in August, which commemorates the abolition of slavery in the British Empire. Churches dominate the social landscape here, with faith institutions serving not only as spiritual centers, but also as educational, political, and cultural hubs. Oral history, music, and storytelling are transmitted through multi-generational gatherings that emphasize identity, dignity, and historical awareness. Community elders play a central role, maintaining oral genealogies and acting as informal historians of the village. The Family Islands, intimacy and interdependence. Outside the capital, the so-called Family Islands, including Cat Island, Long Island, and Acklands, embody a different tempo. With smaller populations and fewer economic distractions, social life on these islands is defined by mutual interdependence. Most villages have only one or two grocery stores, one primary school, and a central church. There is often no hospital, only a clinic or nurse's station. In this environment, personal relationships form the infrastructure. Neighbors rely on each other for childcare, home repairs, transportation, and agricultural labor. Events such as funerals, weddings, and regattas function as civic rituals. They reinforce social cohesion and collective memory. Local music, especially rake and scrape, is performed at these gatherings using traditional instruments such as the goatskin drum and handsaw. Cultural expressions like bush medicine, duppy stories, and village gossip endure as important markers of identity and resistance, even in the face of digital connectivity. Economic marginality and cultural wealth. Many of these local communities face economic challenges. Youth migration to Nassau or the United States is common, driven by limited employment and educational opportunities. Yet despite these material hardships, Bahamian villages are rich in social capital, networks of trust, reciprocal care, and cultural continuity that are increasingly rare in urbanized contexts. Craftsmanship remains embedded in village life, from straw weaving in the southern islands to wood carving and boat building in the out islands. Traditional skills are passed down through family lines. Markets and roadside stalls serve both as income sources and as platforms for cultural affirmation. The tourism industry has occasionally attempted to package these communities through heritage tours or folkloric performances, but many locals express skepticism about the authenticity and benefit of such engagements. There is growing interest in community-based tourism, which promotes ethical travel that is led by residents, respects cultural protocols, and invests directly in local economies. Education, migration, and the youth perspective. Youth in Bahamian villages face a unique duality. They are heirs to a powerful cultural tradition, but are also participants in a globalized digital economy that offers conflicting values. Smartphones and social media connect teenagers in Cat Island with music and fashion from New York or London, but the cultural pressure to uphold family name and community customs remains strong. Many young Bahamians return home during the holidays, drawn by ancestral obligations and the social gravity of village events. Others, having studied abroad, bring back new ideas about entrepreneurship, sustainability, and creative arts. Local schools, often under-resourced, remain central to the social ecosystem. Teachers serve not only as educators, but also as mentors, counselors, and cultural interpreters. Summary. The villages of the Bahamas are the backbone of national identity. They carry the memory of resistance, the structure of community, and the values that persist despite economic marginalization. To walk through a Bahamian village is to witness a society balancing tradition and change, where music, speech, ritual, and everyday life intersect in profound and often underappreciated ways. For visitors seeking to engage with the authentic Bahamas, it is in these communities, not the resorts, where the island's true culture lives. Chapter 9. The Islands Within the Islands, Exploring Cays, Sandbars, and Secluded Wonders. While the Bahamas is already an archipelago of more than 700 islands and 2,000 cays, much of its beauty lies not in its primary islands, but in the lesser-known geographic features that lie just beyond the tourist map. These include uninhabited cays, tidal sandbars, and marine preserves that reveal themselves only to those willing to leave the main harbors behind. For travelers interested in seclusion, biodiversity, and ecological discovery, these islands within the islands represent the truest frontier of Bahamian exploration. Understanding the cay, definition, and cultural use. A cay, pronounced key, is a low-elevation sandy island formed on the surface of coral reefs. In the Bahamas, cays are often located near larger landmasses and can range from tiny sandbanks that disappear at high tide to sprawling natural reserves. Historically, these cays were used by local fishers and boaters for drying fish, gathering salt, or finding shelter during storms. Some continue to serve these practical purposes, while others have become the focus of ecotourism, private development, or conservation efforts. The Exuma Cays, a living marine atlas. One of the most celebrated chains is the Exuma Cays, stretching over 130 miles of the central Bahamas. This region is home to the Exuma Cays Land and Sea Park, the first marine protected area in the Caribbean, and one of the most biologically significant in the Western Atlantic. The park is a no-take zone, meaning no fishing, shelling, or removal of natural materials, and serves as a model for marine conservation. Highlights include Shroud Cay, a mangrove-ringed island with creeks perfect for kayaking and observing sea turtles; Hawksbill Cay, a pristine cay with Loyalist-era ruins and hiking trails through native vegetation; Wardrick Wells, the administrative center of the park, home to snorkeling trails, coral reefs, and the famous whale skeleton displayed on the beach; sandbars and tidal mirages. In various parts of the Bahamas, particularly near Exuma, Eleuthera, and Long Island, sandbars emerge at low tide like fleeting paradises. These temporary islands are uninhabited, unmarked, and unscheduled. One such site is the sandbar near Pipe Creek, where visitors can stand in ankle-deep turquoise water with 360-degree views of open sea. Another is White Bay Sandbar, accessible only by small boat and often used for pop-up picnics, weddings, and drone photography. These places are impermanent. They vanish within hours, yet they offer some of the most cinematic and tranquil settings in the Caribbean. As their popularity grows on social media, environmental stewards urge visitors to respect their fragility by minimizing foot traffic and avoiding any collection of natural material. Eco-tours and secluded journeys. Local charter companies across the Out Islands have developed small-scale, low-impact day trips to these lesser-known destinations. These excursions often include snorkeling over shallow coral gardens, stopping at empty caves for beachcombing, and spotting rays, sea turtles, and nurse sharks in their natural habitat. Recommended regions include the Abaco Caves, known for bone fishing, deserted islets, and community-led eco-preserves. The Berry Islands, rarely visited, but home to blue holes, bird sanctuaries, and remote anchorages. Bimini's nearby caves, offering quick getaways from Miami, with crystal-clear water and dolphin sightings. These journeys emphasize a growing trend in Bahamian tourism, one that values environmental education, small-group travel, and a deeper connection to nature. Private islands and the ethics of ownership. Several Kieis in the Bahamas are privately owned, either as luxury residences or corporate resorts. While these developments bring investment, they also raise questions about access, local benefit, and environmental impact. Some privately owned islands restrict visitation entirely, while others lease to eco-resorts with limited occupancy. Public awareness of these issues is growing, particularly in discussions surrounding land rights, ecological stewardship, and cultural visibility. Summary. The caves and sandbars of the Bahamas reveal a subtler, more intimate landscape, one shaped by tides, wind, coral, and centuries of use. These uninhabited spaces are not empty. They are filled with meaning, memory, and ecological vitality. For travelers seeking solitude and authenticity, these islands within the islands offer not just escape, but immersion into the elemental beauty and enduring mystery of the Bahamian seascape. Chapter 10, A Living Archive, Preserving Culture, Land, and Identity in Modern Bahamas. The Bahamas is not merely a travel destination, it is a living archive. Across its scattered islands, oral traditions, architectural fragments, ecological knowledge, and culinary practices form a dense and dynamic record of survival, adaptation, and self-definition. As the country faces the accelerating pressures of climate change, tourism growth, and global cultural homogenization, a new generation of Bahamians is rising to the task of preservation, not as nostalgia, but as active resistance. Cultural preservation as civic responsibility. In Nassau and across the Family Islands, museums, heritage centers, and grassroots initiatives are working to document and safeguard the nation's intangible cultural heritage. Institutions like the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, NAGB, the Pompey Museum of Slavery and Emancipation, Educulture, Junkanoo Museum, the Clifton Heritage National Park, serve as key custodians of national memory through exhibitions, oral history projects, and community engagement. These organizations amplify voices and narratives that were historically silenced or overlooked. In smaller settlements, storytelling circles, church archives, and school-based projects have become vehicles for transmitting local knowledge. From boat-building traditions and bush medicine to folk songs and migration stories. Land stewardship and the fight for sovereignty. Land remains a contested and highly symbolic resource in the Bahamas. Generational land, often referred to as family land, is passed down informally, leading to complications in legal recognition, but reinforcing strong communal ties. Recent debates over foreign development, private island sales, and hotel expansion have ignited conversations about land sovereignty, ecological responsibility, and the rights of local communities to shape their own future. Movements such as Rights to Land Bahamas and Re-Earth Bahamas are increasingly active in advocating for public access, transparent zoning, and the protection of sacred and ecological sites. These groups work alongside marine conservation efforts to ensure that both land and sea, the two defining elements of Bahamian life, remain under Bahamian control. Climate change and cultural resilience. As a low-lying island nation, the Bahamas faces existential threats from climate change, rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and saltwater intrusion into freshwater systems. In response, local initiatives are blending climate science with indigenous knowledge. Examples include mangrove replanting in Andros and Grand Bahama, rainwater harvesting systems in Eleuthera, community-led disaster preparedness programs in Abaco following Hurricane Dorian. These efforts are more than ecological strategies. They are cultural acts of survival. Protecting the environment is, in many Bahamian communities, inseparable from protecting heritage and identity. Youth, diaspora, and digital archives. The digital age has introduced new tools for cultural preservation. Bahamian youth are using podcasts, documentary filmmaking, music production, and digital archives to preserve and reinterpret their culture for both local and global audiences. Diaspora communities in Miami, London, and Toronto also play an active role in sustaining Bahamian identity abroad. Through culinary businesses, cultural festivals, and social media storytelling, they maintain transnational ties that strengthen the broader Bahamian cultural sphere. Initiatives like Bahama Youth, the Culture House, and the Dagalar Art Foundation are examples of youth-led platforms reclaiming narratives and centering Bahamian creative agency. Education as cultural infrastructure. Education policy is increasingly seen as a key lever for preservation. Curriculum reform now includes national history, Junkanoo arts, and environmental literacy. Teachers serve not only as educators but also as cultural stewards, especially in rural schools where knowledge transmission often fills the gaps left by formal systems. By integrating storytelling, music, agriculture, and history into school life, Bahamian educators are cultivating a new generation of culturally grounded citizens. Summary. The Bahamas stands at a crossroads. Between global tourism and local tradition, between rising seas and rising voices. But its people are not passive observers. Through activism, education, art, and storytelling, they are archiving not just the past, but the present, shaping a future where culture is not lost but lived. In the villages, the reefs, the music, and the food, the Bahamas continues to write its story. And those who listen closely will find a society that refuses to be defined by outside gaze, choosing instead to define itself island by island, voice by voice.